Zanro at South by Southwest for Triple J.
All this week on Triple J, I'm bringing back some of the really great conversations that I had with a whole heap of emerging acts that I spoke to at South by Southwest. I was there just over a week ago in Austin, Texas, taking in a whole bunch of really great live music and also catching up with some of the bands that we're all going to be talking about by the end of the year. And one of those bands is UK duo Royal Blood. We've been playing a couple of their songs over the last few months. Back in October, we got that killer tune from them, Out of the Black. And more recently, Little Monster is the song we've been playing. Two guys, a lot of noise, very much in the vein of kind of Black Keys, White Stripes, Queens of the Stone Age, just straight up rock and roll. And I got to meet the two guys behind it, Mike and Ben, to ask them a little bit about where it all began, and was surprised to find out that it actually began off the back of a trip to Australia.
Well, I was just doing some travelling, really. Yeah. I was only there for sort of 9 months and started writing some music out there and tried to form a band, and then ended up, you know, missing my friends and family, so came back, and yeah, Ben picked me up from the airport, and that's when I was like, you know, let's join to be in this band with me. And we were like, yeah, so we did it. We went straight back to our mate's house, and we set up our gear there, and we had a little rehearsal, and we did a gig the next day.
Wow.
Like I said, I only had sort of four rough ideas for songs, and we totally blagged it. And so yeah, that was the first thing we did, really.
Wow, straight away. What were you doing in Australia for 9 months, and whereabouts were you?
I was on the Gold Coast. I didn't really know a lot about Australia, so I kind of wish that I had perhaps spent some more time in Melbourne, because that was like my favourite place. But yeah, I was just, you know, travelling and taking a year out.
So from spending some time in Australia, I guess kind of thinking about making music for 9 months, but then not to straight away within 2 days, that's a pretty quick turnaround. Did you guys know each other? Obviously, you picked him up from the airport, but did you know each other as musicians or just as mates before then?
Yeah, we met when we were about 16 years old, and we were in a music scene down in Brighton and down the south coast of England, so that's how we got together, just playing in different bands and hanging out.
There's a really strong blues rock sound to what Royal Blood do, and I know there's been a lot of comparisons, particularly to bands like the Black Keys and the White Stripes. It's, I guess, pretty obvious, two of you. Guitar, drums. But what do you make of those references? And given it's the early stages of Royal Blood, we haven't heard that much more. Is there a different sort of diversity of sound that's still to come?
I think we don't really have a problem being compared to those bands, because I think, you know, we're massive fans of them, you know? Particularly, like, we think we find, like, the two-piece comparison comes quite quickly. We feel perhaps that's because there's two of us, yeah. You know? A lot of people don't actually know there's two of us until they come and see us play as well. But, yeah, like, blues is a big, big part of what we do. It's something that I guess we've always leaned towards, and that's something, that's a style of music that comes quite naturally to us. There's something about two musicians playing together. It's like, it's a very primal way of playing music, and I think the blues is something that's, it's the best way of doing that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's just stripped back. What you see is what you get. I guess the conception of you guys being a two-piece and people realising that when they come to the show is an apt one. When I came to your show at Holy Mountain the other day, that was the loudest set I've seen so far, and you guys played so loud. Ben, you in particular, were smashing those drums, smashing the shit out of the drums, I believe, is what I said in my review. Is it part of wanting to really up the volume, or is that just how you've always played, just really with absolutely giving it your all?
Yeah, I think because there's only two of us, there's a lot of volume that we can create from just ourselves, so I hit them as hard as I can, and Mike has to match that. So yeah, so it gets pretty loud, but I think it's good. I think it's
you've always played like that from as long as I've known you. You've always been that. I think Ben's always been the hardest hitting, tightest drummer. That's why you're so butch, isn't it?
That's it. That's where I get the gun show.
So what's next? We've heard two songs from you guys, really, that we've been playing on Triple J and have loved both of them. But what's the plan for the rest of the year? Are you writing new songs, recording a record?
So we've just put an EP out, and that comes out on vinyl, actually, on March the 18th. It's like four tracks. But, you know, we're working towards an album at the moment. We're nearly there, and I think we're hoping for a release sort of around August time. But we're just going to hit the road, and we've got a lot of touring to do. I think we're going to go around the world pretty much in May. And we're hoping to get to Australia as well, and come play some shows there. And there's going to be lots of touring in America and Europe. So we're going to be very, very busy from now onwards, really.
And those shows were pretty incredible. So hopefully, fingers crossed, Royal Blood will be in the country to play some sets for us. That's Ben and Mike, the two members of Royal Blood from Brighton in the UK, and a chat that I had with them on the Friday morning just about a week or so ago at South by Southwest. They literally left me deaf when I saw them live on stage. And they came to it. This is what they sound like on record. This is Royal Blood from Brighton in the UK and Little Monster here on Triple J.